Parashas Vayishlach. There are many things going on in this parasha. Let's start with a short verse. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim lefanav leisavachiv. Artsa seir sedeidam. Yaakov sends to Esav messengers, Malachim. That's what we would ordinarily translate the word Malachim. What does the Targum say? Izgadin. What does it mean, Izgadin? I don't even know. It means messengers. Obviously, it means messengers. What does Rashi say? Rashi saw the word of the Targum. Rashi is a Perish. Rashi's Sefer is a commentary on Targum. And Rashi saw the word Izgadin, which I assume means messengers, and he disagreed. And that's why Rashi comments, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim. How could you, Targum, say it means messengers? How could you say that? It means Malachim Mamash. He disagrees with the Targum. These were not human beings. Rashi learns that Yaakov sent to Esav angels. Mamash, Malachim Mamash. It's a very powerful Rashi. The first Rashi on the parasha, we go into the world of mysticism. Okay, Malachim Mamash. Okay, fine. And he tells them what to say.
Ha'ach, Malin Aleph Kav, Wa'ach, in Canaanite, or Ugaritic, means to send.
Okay. Agat means to send. Okay, messengers. Okay, he sent messengers. Yaakov sent messengers. Messengers. Okay. So Rashi says, Malachim Mamash. Okay, fine. And he tells them what to say. Pasuk Zayin, you skip ahead. Vayashuvu ha-malachim. The malachim return. And what do they say? And they say, El Yaakov lema bonu elachicha elisa. V'gam, guess what? He's coming to meet you. Ha'lech lik rosicha v'arbameyos ish imo. He's coming with 400 men. So what would, if you would stop here, what would you think? What would you say to yourself? Listen, Yaakov Avinu has experience. You know, he's a Talmud Chacham. And he's dealt with a lot of big issues for 20 years in the home of Lavan. He miraculously became a multi-millionaire with the sheep, with the speckled, the spotted. And he deals with malachim. He's sending malachim, angels. Hashem gave him haftochos, promises. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I mean, Yaakov Avinu has a lot of experience. A lot of experience dealing with all different types of situations. Rachel and Leah and rivalry with his children. And Lavan with a lot of dealing. Yaakov Avinu has seen quite a bit already in his life. He's seen it all. So now he hears that Esav, his brother, is coming to greet him with 400 men. Yaakov Avinu,
what? What is the tone of that message? Is it a warning?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say. It just says, "Vayeshuvu hamalachim el Yaakov leimar banu elchicha elei." We come to your brother El Esav. Rashi there says, "You call him a brother, but he's Esav Harasha. He wants to kill you." V'gam ha'elech likroscha v'arba meyos ishimo. There are 400 men with him. Yaakov was a multimillionaire at this point. He could very easily afford a security team. Okay, he can afford to have a major security team to protect him. And he knows how to deal with adversaries. He knows how to deal with love. And he dealt with so much in his life. He dealt with Eliphaz trying to kill him before. And Hashem, he has, in the spiritual world, he has angels at his disposal. And everything you could possibly want. So if you would stop right here at this pasuk, what would you assume? You would assume that okay, Yaakov now will take precautions. He will come up with a plan. But there's nothing to be afraid of. Have no fear. Have no fear, we will deal responsibly with this difficult situation, no less than we've dealt with everything else until now. Nowhere in Yaakov's life does it say that Yaakov was terrified. It doesn't say it anywhere. Even when he went to go take the brachos from his brother, from Esav, and his mother sent him, it doesn't say that he was afraid. It was an uncomfortable situation, and he did what he needed to do.
He needed his mother's reassurance.
Okay. And there's something shocking. The pasuk now says something that is utterly shocking, that is totally unexpected, and it's only because we've been so brainwashed, and we've been desensitized to realize the shock of what it says further. Vayira Yaakov me'oid vayetzela. And you can look at all the commentators and say all the different deep insights into what he was, what was he afraid of. He was afraid that he would kill someone, he would be killed, and this and that. But the bottom line is, just translate the word simply, he was terrified. Utterly terrified. Why? Why are you so scared? If you survived until now, you have a lot of experience. A lot of experience with every type of situation in life. This is what you're afraid of? That Esav is coming with 400 men? You're a multimillionaire. You have a security team. You have Hashem at your assistance. You have Zuchusim of Avraham and Yitzchak. You have everything going for you. You'll deal with the situation. You're terrified? So I know you get, despite what Rahi's afraid that he would be killed or he would have to kill someone else. And then Vayetzelo, and you look at all of the Rishonim, but these things, these situations presented itself, certainly for the last 20 years, dealing with Lavan HaRasha, dealing with Eliphaz, dealing with, he has experience. He'll know what to do. What are you so upset? What is the intensity? The expression, Vayira Yaakov Me'oi, the Torah doesn't mince words. If it says these words, these are extremely powerful words, which means it was a red alert. Okay, they have all the different national emergency levels. It's code red. It's the top of the top. Why? There's something more that we're missing. There's something that we're missing over here that needs to be brought out. And I want to suggest the following answer. Yaakov sent to Esav malochim. Esav sent back to Yaakov anoshim. What's better? What is better, a malach or an ish? V'nasati l'cho mehalachim bein ho'indim ho'elim. It says in Navi, we learned this not so long ago, it says in, I forgot which sefer it says, in Malachi maybe, is it Malachi? I already forgot. Chagai is Zachariah Malachi, one of those three. It says, v'nasati l'cho mehalachim bein ho'indim ho'elim. An angel is an omate. Hashem creates an angel, and that's where the angel puts it in position, gives it a mission, gives it a level, and that's where it remains for the rest of its existence. It does not move up, does not move down. A human being has the ability to be mobile, to elevate himself through Torah mitzvos. He can go higher, 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 and chas v'shalom, if he does averos, he can go lower. A person is a mahalich. He has mobility, and even if the person is on the lowest, lowest level, he has infinitely more potential than a malach. Because a malach, even on the highest, highest level, is stuck in his position, cannot budge. But a human being can go higher and higher and higher. Now Chazal tell us that when Yaakov originally, when he realized he's going to meet Esav, he realized that Esav has a few things over him. Number one, for the last 20 years, Esav was Mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He's also an Einikol of Avram Yitzchak. He's living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, number two.
Okay.
Okay, number two. Esav also has the zechus of kibud av vo'em. Leman yitav lach, leman yarichun yemecha. Every single day, he took care of his parents for 20 years. Yaakov Avinu did not see his parents. There was no communication. There was no smartphones. There was nothing. For 22 years, did not see his parents. Zero. Plus the 14 years he was in Shem V'Eved, but that he was not responsible for. But he did not see his parents at all. At all. So he had kibud avoim. And Yaakov didn't have that. Yaakov was afraid. So Yaakov said, listen, I don't have kibud avoim. But I'm like you have, but you know what? To a certain sense, I am a kind kibud avoim because my parents told me I should run away and I should go to Beis Lavan and stay here. So I'm doing what they told me to do. And I'm learning, you know, Neshalma, Fadim, Sifasin, you can learn the sugis of kibud avoim. When you learn, it's as if you mekayim. And by doing all of these mitzvahs, what happens when a person does a mitzvah? When the person does the mitzvah, he creates a malach. He creates an angel. So there are midrashim that tell us that the malachim that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav were the malachim that were created through the performance of his mitzvahs. He did mitzvahs, and through the fulfillment of the mitzvahs, he created angels, and those angels he dispatched to Esav to frighten him. Im lavon garti. V'taryag mitzvah shamarti. Look, look. Here are the malachim of the taryag mitzvahs which I have guarded. When you learn Torah, you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. And if I have malachim, I have malachim, and I'm a holy person. Esav sends back 400 anoshim. Yaakov, very nice, you're a tzaddik. You did mitzvahs, and every mitzvah you did created a malach. But relative to my observance of mitzvahs, I have anoshim. You don't hold a candle to me in this respect, especially when it comes to kibbutz av, because I was meshamish my father every single day. My observance of kibbutz av va'em relative to your malachim in kibbutz av va'em, you did kibbutz av va'em also. You listened to your parents, you ran away for 22 years. I did kibbutz av va'em by staying home and taking care of my parents. So both of us have zuchusim. But your merit of kibbutz av va'em compared to my merit of kibbutz av va'em is like a malach kineged an ish. And an ish is v'nasati l'cha mehalchen bein ha'imdim mo'ela. The pasuk makes it clear as day that an ish is infinitely more powerful than Yaakov. Vayira Yaakov me'oid vayetzelo. He was moida, Yaakov is the ish ha'emes, he was moida al ha'emes, the inachanami. You can't compare an ish, a malach, to an ish. Yaakov may have the malachim, but Esav has the anoshim. And the anoshim here is not just thugs, mafia people. It means you're sending me malachim, you mekayim mitzvah, mitzvahs, every mitzvah you did, you're a malach. I have zuchusim also. I have hands-on merit of kibbutz av va'em for all of these years. I lived here in Eretz Yisrael, I guarded Eretz Yisrael. It's also a whole shayla, what kin that has for Esav. But what your mitzvahs of malachim, I can match with anoshim. And anoshim is much more powerful. V'nosati l'cho mehalachim bein ha'oimdim ho'eleh.
What was the mitzvah kibbutz aim that Esav
kept? Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, that's a good topic. I don't know. Okay, so let's focus. Okay, let's put it aside right now. Let's do a topic. Now let's go further. Let's just cap this off. What was the end? What was the end of this pegisha? Vayivah ser Yaakov levadoi, vayoveik ish imoy. Who is the ish? Not Esav. Sar shalish. So it turns out that the ish, the arbameos ish imoy, the ish wasn't such a good ish. The ish was only a malach. At the end, it was just the opposite. Yaakov vayivoser Yaakov, the person, ended up meeting the malach. In the beginning of the parasha, the beginning of the section, Yaakov sends malachim, and they come back with anoshim. At the end, when they finally had the pegisha, right before that, it was Yaakov was the ish, and Esav only had the sar. He only had the malach. Vayavik ish imo, and he prevailed, and that was the ultimate victory. When they actually met in the flesh, that was only secondary to after that evening of the wrestling. Vayavik ish imo adalis hashachar. It goes together. The beginning of the parasha, he was afraid because in Achnami, he sends malachim, Esav sends back anoshim. Anoshim are better. But when they actually came and met together, it was revealed that Vayeovek ish imoy, Rashi, who's the ish? Who is the ish? The Sar Shel Esav. The ish is only a malach. And when Yaakov sent malachim, his malachim are representing anoshim. Yaakov is the real, the Yaakov ish tom, Yoshev Holman. Yaakov is the real ish. Esav, the most Esav really has, is the sar, a malach. An ish connected a sar. Who's the victor? V'nasati l'cha mahalchim b'ino'im d'mo'ela. Yaakov at the end prevailed. Because Yaakov, he is the real Ish. Esav is not. Esav Lakash. Esav has a Sar. No? He has a Sar. He has merit. No one's denying that he has merit. But the merit of Esav relative to the real merit of Yaakov is Yaakov is the real Ish. He's the Ishtam. The Yaakov Ishtam, Yoshev Aholim, when he met with Vayyavid Ish Imoy, it's only the Sar, it's only now. So therefore, this is how the parasha starts. He sends Malachim, he sends back Anoshim. But then when you dig deeper into the story, and you look at who is Yaakov and who is Esav, Yaakov is not really just Malach. It's Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi. Put away all of the Malachim. Send away the Malachim. When you send away all the Malachim, what are you really left with? You're left with the Ishtam, the Ish. Esav, when Esav sends away all of his Anoshim, who is Esav left with? The Sar. The Sar Shal Esav, which at most is a Malach, and a Malach compared to a human being is nothing. And Yaakov ultimately prevails. Okay, let's go to another idea.
Well, I'm not telling one thing. You said Yaakov sent Malachim, and Esav
sent back. The Malachim came back. Vayoshuvu hamalachim. They came back with a message. What's the message? The message is El Yaakov Leimar, Bonuil Hichole El Esav, the Gam, you sent Choylech Lik Rosicha, the Arba Meos Ish.
But they didn't come back to Yaakov yet, those
issues. Not right, but he's accompanied by 400 people. But what is the message? The message was, he's coming to greet you. He's not coming alone. He's coming with 400 ish. An ish. Arbameos ish ima. If you want to say a Jewish, this ish is Vayeovik ish ima. Adalois hashocha. I want to maybe let's go down to the next level of drush. The next level of Jewish, what is it? The Arbameos Ish Imo, two words together. Vayivoser Yaakov Levado. Vayeovek Ish Imoi. Adalois Hashocha. So the Ish Imo that he wrestled with was the Arbameos. Then say, it doesn't say the Arbameos Anoshin Imo. It says the Arbameos Ish Imo. This is Jewish.
But you use Lashon Yochid very often.
The collective noun.
Yeah.
The collective noun. Rashi says, you don't say Shavodim, you don't say Aksin, you say Shor.
Right.
You don't say Tarnagoilim, Tarnagol. It's the collective noun. That's Pshat. Here we're saying Drush. Yaakov sends Malochim. Doesn't say how many. Maybe you'll say it was Tayag Mitzvah. He sends Malachim. Every time you do a Mitzvah, there's a concept, you create a Malachim, whatever that means. He sends Malachim. They come back and the Malachim say, we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem. We've met Esav, and Esav is coming to greet you with Arba Meos Ish. Yaakov only got a Malachim. Esav has Anoshim. What does that mean? These are code words. A malach is a represents your spiritual success. An ish of Esav also represents his spiritual attainments. Right? No one's going to deny that Esav doesn't have merit. Esav has merit. Esav has zuchusim. Esav kibud avoim, Chazal say. What?
Many negatives, but okay.
Esav, they have something. Esav was saying to Yaakov, don't try to scare me by telling me you're a holy person and you have a collection, an army of angels which represent your spiritual achievements in this world. You know, I also have spiritual achievements in this world. I have what's called the Arba Meos Ish. The number 400 is the last letter in the Torah. 400 always represents Tav. Tav is the last letter in the Torah. It represents an extreme amount, perfectly, the most. I also have merit. I've also accomplished in this world very great things. From Esav, there came a lot of spirituality, and you can't deny the fact that Esav brought into this world spirituality. You can't deny that. The Rambam talks about this. Unfortunately, with that spirituality is an enormous amount of Ritzicha. And a lot of the horrible things as well. But Esav also, everything in this world is complicated. He brought you're telling me that you're a spiritual person? I'm also a spiritual person. And in fact, if you want to go match up my spirituality and your spirituality can be compared to angels, and my spiritual achievements can be compared to anoshim. And what's the difference between an ish and an ish and a malach? An ish means this potential, and a malach means there's no potential. As it says in the pasuk, "V'nosati, I will give luchot to you, mahalchim, the mobility amongst the omdim, the angels that are stuck in their position." So therefore, don't try to scare me with your spiritual achievements. I have better spiritual achievements. That was, and you know what that was? That was a big lie. It's a big, big lie. Because ultimately, when Yaakov Avinu did meet up with, they did meet up, Yaakov sent away all of his malachim, and Yaakov vayivaser Yaakov levado. Yaakov told, I'm telling you, drush. Yaakov vayivaser Yaakov levado. He told the malachim mamish, leave. I'll take care of this myself. Just Yaakov Avinu himself. Esav, he sent his spiritual achievements. Esav didn't want to show up himself. What did he send instead? He sent the arba meos ish imo. The same word, ish, vayivaser Yaakov, vayoveg ish, imo. So at the end of the day, when it came time for the duel, so Yaakov told his angels, leave, and Esav says, I'm not coming, let me go send my arba meos ish, imo. And the end of the day is Yaakov is a man. Yaakov is the real ish. The real ish came forward. Yaakov was the ishtam. And Esav, he's a coward. He ran away. He sent his arba meos ish imo, and his ish imo is really a weakling, was a malach, and a malach compared to the ish tam of Yaakov is nothing, and that's why I'm not letting you go. Ad alois hashoch. Okay, let's discuss another idea. I want to talk about something which Ramachol is very, I think Ramachol will appreciate this. Hishtadlus. Hishtadlus in this way. We have over here in this week's parasha a contradiction. A contradiction how to deal with the nations of the world. The Jewish people throughout history, okay, this is an idea, the same way it can be, I have no doubt that there are people that thoroughly disagree with every word that I say. That's very good. That's very good. You be the judge. Judge and jury. In this week's parasha, we have two very different ways to deal with the nations of the world. This week's parasha Vayishlach is the parasha which all the Gedolei Yisrael throughout history have gone to study in finding a formula and a technique in dealing in their interaction with the Ummah Yisrael. Every so often, the Jews are in the headlines. They're in the spotlight, and there are confrontations, and we're vulnerable, and we need to make decisions and need to know how to maneuver in the big wide world, a world of 4.6, I'm sorry, a world of 7.5 billion people of Gentiles, and only of people, and only from the 7.5 billion people are there approximately 15 million Jews. Okay? Ki atem hama'ak mikol ho'amim. How do you maneuver? How do you maneuver when we come under attack? What do you do? Parshas Vayishlach is the blueprint. So let's go to the easy part. The easy part, the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha, the end of the story, Yaakov Avinu finally meets up with Esav, and they embrace, and Esav kisses Yaakov. According to one interpretation, Rashi, well, maybe we'll discuss that soon, he kissed Yaakov with his entire heart. Everything worked out. He kissed him, Cholibo, everything is wonderful. Okay, fine. The meeting went very, very well in the White House. Very well. And now what? Now what? So let's talk tachlis. So Esav says to Yaakov, you know Yaakov, let's travel together. The Elcholin Negdecha. Let's proceed. Let's come up with a strategy for the better of the world, for the betterment of the world. Let's be partners in global warming, partners in conquering poverty, partners in conquering disease. The Elcha L'Negdecha will walk together going forward in the development of technology and making this world a better place. What does Yaakov say to Esav? What?
Tikkun Olam.
Tikkun Olam. let's proceed together in tikkun oylam, l'sakein oylam b'malchus shamayim. So what does Yaakov say to Esav? No, I'm not interested. You go ahead. Go. I can't. I have little children. I have livestock. If I push them too hard, they're all going to die. My children, the animals are all going to die. My children can't go so fast. So Esav says, so no, I'll go along with you. I'll give you money. I'll do this. I'll give you for my people. Let me go and give you money, give you this, give you that. I'll help you. I'll go with you. We'll go together.
Thank you, but no thank you.
And Yaakov says, thank you, but no thank you. You go ahead and we'll meet up. We'll meet up over there. Rashi, yes, the Quraysh is going to go look at the Rashi. I'm going to summarize the Rashi. Rashi says, what? We never find they met up. That was part of the plan. That's what Rashi says. Not now, when Mashiach comes.
Well, they didn't meet up. No,
they didn't. Rashi says. Rashi says they never met again. Rashi says, you go, I'll catch up to you. That was not. Rashi says, basically, just stall. I've heard this said when it comes to negotiating. I've heard this. I don't know if I'm sure many people here will not like what I'm going to say now, but I don't mean it. So what I want to say is that dealing with making peace with the Arabs, the goal is just stall forever. Ad Ovoil Seira. There's no solution there. There's really no way in the world that we live in today that there can be peace. So just the goal is always just hold the peace. Just stall, you know.
You just
stall. Exactly. So Yaakov, we learn from Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, when he's dealing with Esav, he told him, listen, you go ahead. No, eventually, another year, another decade, another century. Just until Mashiach comes. Is that a mahalach or not? I don't know, but this is what it says over here. It says, Yaakov Avinu told Esav, you go ahead. I don't need your money. I don't want you to wait for me. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. We'll meet eventually. I do not want there to be any interaction between me and you at this moment in time. At this moment in time, you have to move ahead, and we're gonna go our way. You go your way, and let's keep separate. Okay, fine. That's the end of the parasha, This is very, very popular. This analysis of dealing with Esav is a very popular, developed many different, a lot of the Mepharshim dwell upon this. But there's another part of this week's parasha that's also very critical, that's not discussed as much. And that is when Yaakov Avinu wrestles with the Malach in the middle of the night, and at the end, he wins. Yaakov Avinu wins. And the Malach says to Yaakov, Shalcheini ki olo hashochar. Let me go. Yaakov says, no, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. Ki im berachtani. And the blessing over here means you should admit that the brachas I received was kedasu chedin. So the Malach says something very, very fascinating. The Malach says, according to Rashi, that, okay. I'll bless you, but not now, not today. I will bless you. I give you my word that let go of me now, let me return, and I give you my word. I'm not a person, I'm a malach. Malach is emes, right? Malach is emes, you can't deny that. There's gonna be a time, let me tell you a secret. This is all Rashi I'm telling you. That not in the near future, at some point in the future, Hashem is going to meet up with you, and Hashem is going to change your name from Yaakov to Yisrael. I will take off out of my busy schedule, I will cancel my vacation, and I will make an effort to go on my private jet to come to that meeting and be present at that meeting, and I will stand there at the podium at the ceremony, when Hashem changes your name from Yaakov to Yisrael, and I will answer Amen and bless you. So yes, Yaakov, I will bless you. For some reason, Yaakov wanted this blessing from the Malach. I want you to acknowledge that the brachas I received was emes. The Malach says, yes, I will give you that, I will give it to you. But not now. Not now. In the future. It's playing the same game as Yaakov played later on in the parasha. Not now. In the future. Hashem's going to change your name. I'll come. I have inside information when that's going to happen. I'm telling you incredible information, inside information over here. You didn't know that your name is going to be changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. I'm telling you big state secrets. Okay? Shemayim secrets. We can get a name change. I wasn't supposed to be at that ceremony. That was not on my schedule for the day. But I'm going to make a change. I'm going to come there. And then I will be there in that ceremony. And I will then in the future bless you. Yaakov says to Esav, the Sar Shel Esav, no way. Right now, he does trust him. You can't say he doesn't. It's a Malach. You have to say a Malach. You can trust the Malach. No way.
But he can't change his schedule.
The Malach, that's what he said. That's what it says in Rashi. Rashi says there's an event that's going to happen in the future. I will come, and that's when I will fulfill my pledge to you in exchange for letting me go. Yaakov says to him, no. No, 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 I do not accept this for an answer. I want it right now. Right now, I want you to admit. This moment, I'm not accepting it, not waiting for the future. And the Malach, okay, I have no choice. Right now, I give you the blessing right now. Acknowledge, I give you the blessing right now. What do you learn from this? This is Ma'is of a similar one. In world history, Jews have interaction with the Goyim. And we can very easily, the Goyim, they say to us, you know, let's push it off. Let's, you know, just delay tactics. Let's not resolve the issue now. Let's wait a year. Let's wait 2 years. We'll put into place conditions. Let's push it off for the future. They tell us this all. This is what the Sar Shel Esav says. Yes, you're right, but not today. Let's wait a couple of years, a couple of this, and some conditions are fulfilled. We'll move the embassy. Eventually, isn't that what happened with the embassy? The United States, it's been a law that the United States guaranteed to move the embassy to Yerushalayim for how many decades? And what always happened? Every 6 months, the president signed an order until Trump, we'll push it off for another. Pushing it off for another 6 months that happened for decades was exactly what the story of Yaakov and the Malach was. Yaakov says to Esav, no, show us that you hold from us. I want you, Esav, I want you to make a statement to the world that you acknowledge that Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh, is ours. I want you to admit, b'hoyde al habrachos. So what do the United States nation say? Yes. We in principle we admit the day will come that we admit, but not today. You know, there's going to be a time, and at that time in the future we'll do it. So what do we do all these years? We let them get away with it. Push off. Yaakov taught us at this meeting with the Malach, when Esav says you're right in principle, but we're not going to implement the plan until a much later point in time, Yaakov Avinu held the neck of the Sar Shel Esav and said, if you acknowledge that this is the MS, I'm not letting you leave until you do it right now. There has to be an implementation immediately, not when Mashiach comes. Now when Mashiach comes. And Ad Yavai Si'ira. Now, in the middle of Golos, in the middle of the night, Yaakov Avinu is going on the other side of the Yarden, in the middle of nowhere, in the most intense moment of darkness, Yaakov Avinu, here in Golos, I'm not letting you, the Goyim, leave until you, in Golos, acknowledge that Klal Yisrael is the chosen nation. It's a stira. On the one hand, at the end of the parasha, we're not looking. We're pushing it, kicking the can down the road. Esav, we don't want any fighting here. We want to go into the ghetto.
So you have to know when.
Oh, so it's very aggressive. Oh, exactly. So what do you see in this parasha? At the end of the parasha, you see Yaakov Avinu's Maisa Avay similar bottom. Yaakov is dealing with Esav, and he's saying, listen, you know, Mashiach's not here yet. We don't want to play a dominant role with you in this world. We reject Elchol L'negdecha. We don't want to take from you. Yeah, Esav, he kissed him. He wanted to give him money. He wanted to give him anoshim. He wanted to elevate Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, thank you, but no thank you. He kicked the can down the road. The world is not yet ready for this. We're going to go into the ghetto, live in a sheltered life, do whatever we do, serve Hashem quietly, privately. We're not looking to dominate the world stage and conquer the world and achieve tikkun olam. We don't want that. You, Esav, we're not ready yet. Go, Vaita. When you'll come to Seira, Rashi that says, Ad Yavai Shiloi, we'll come to the Zman, the Mashiach will come. That's when we'll reconvene and we will dominate. Yet, when Yaakov meets up with the Sar Shel Esav, and the Sar Shel Esav presents exactly this plan, says, you know, I'm going to acknowledge ki sorisa imelukim v'anoshim v'atuchal, but you know something, not today, let's push it off. Yaakov, in the middle of the night, in the most intense moment of darkness, I demand the United Nations, the whole world come together and be mamlich us as the Mashiach. The whole world has to acknowledge who we are. There's no room to be, no place to be shy. There's no place to be timid. We're not living in the ghetto. We're going to come out and we're taking over the world. The world has to know who we are. So what is it? Which one is it? So Michal said, well, you know, it depends. You know, they're both, there's a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented both different, because, you know, there are different elements, dimensions where you have to be dominant and some dimensions where you have to be very, you know, keep a low cover. Don't go shake up the world. The world's not ready for us yet.
That's what Yaakov was in control. He had the model by the Beit Zvi.
But there is one thing that really stands out to me, and that is who goes to who? Who comes to who? When Esav comes to attack, here I'm called, you're Mahalach, the Torah presents two Mahalach. But there's another major difference between these two stories. There's a major difference. What's the major difference? In the Sar Shel Esav, Yaakov didn't go to Esav. Vayivoser Yaakov, in fact, Yaakov went backwards. Yaakov, Vayivoser Yaakov Levado. He went back for the Pachim Ketanim. He went, he was all alone, he was quiet, minding his own business. Esav came to attack. When Esav comes, knocks on your door, unprovoked, who's asking you? Yaakov goes to the other side of the yard to get the Pachim Ketanim, and guess who shows up? Excuse me, we're not supposed to meet here. I have a meeting with Esav on the other side of the river, another day, another time. What are you doing over here? Mind your own business. Don't come into my little ghetto and bother chatter with me. You, Esav, are coming to start up with us. When the Goyim come to us, to chatter with us, then, when you win, when you prevail, when you're the victim, and you prevail, you take them by the throat, by the neck. I want you to acknowledge now, right now, who we are. We are the Am HaNivcha. But in the case of Yaakov, Yaakov was traveling towards him. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonov. It's not a good, I told you, this is where it gets controversial. Jews are not in the business of the missionary business. We're not missionaries. We're not trying to go, okay, what are we going to do today? Erev Shabbos, let's go out and conquer the world. That's not what we do. You don't do that. Lubavitch is a shtickle of that, a little bit of that in them, okay? A little bit, just a little bit, a little bit. The Rebbe was very much into the Zion Mitzvah, it's just a little mashu. But they're a chlal. It's all you do. You don't go, okay, what are we going to do today? We have Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has a lot of power and influence and money in the fantasy world, okay? Okay, what are we? Let's go and conquer the world. No. When we're going forward, and we're meeting with Esav, you go ahead. We're not looking for confrontation. But if Esav comes to us, to chapel with us, who's asking you? What are they coming to chapel with us? All the horrible events in the world history, the Jews are minding their own business. What are you coming to bother us? When Esav comes to chapel us, and you defend yourself, you prevail, then loy ashalechacha kiim be'erachtan. Now you see a little parallel of Rachman Lassan of the Holocaust and the state of Israel. The state of Israel was clearly an outgrowth of the Holocaust. And in a certain sense, and what is the state of Israel? This gets into real scary stuff, you know, Zionistic things, and you don't have to be careful what you say. You cannot deny even how, you know, extremely religious you are and how right-wing you are, is that when the Ummah Sa'olam recognized that there's a makam in this world where Jews are entitled to live, this is an expression of loy ashalechacha. You have to acknowledge now, right now. Now obviously, this is not Mashiach. This is not even Muslim Mashiach. But there's a little element of that, a little tinge of that, when there are two very different mahalachim in this week's parash. In one mahalach, you kick the can down the road. In the other mahalach, Esav is making the suggestion: yeah, let's kick the can down the road. I'll bless you later on. And Yaakov says, no. Right now, in the middle of Golus, we want to be recognized as the Am HaNivchar. I'll tikkun olam right now. The difference between the two stories are, when we kick the can down the road, is that's where we're traveling in this world. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim lifonah. We have to go to a destination. And the destination, we come across the Umas Olam. And the Umas Olam says, You want us to acknowledge you? You want us to acknowledge you? No, we don't. We're not ready for that. We're not coming to conquer the world. You don't bother us, we won't bother you. But when they come to us to bother us, and they try to victimize us, and we have to stand up to defend ourselves, then when you defend yourself to conquer the enemy, then don't make peace with them at the end. Don't just say, okay, you know, you went... You cause a tsar, so you know we're timid. We'll wait until Mashiach comes to settle the score. You don't wait for Mashiach to come to settle the score when you're a victim. When you're a victim, you settle the score now, right now. Don't say, you know, a Jew. People will say, no, Jews are always the victims. So you wait until Mashiach comes. Until Mashiach comes, then you'll go and you'll demand your rights. If you're the victim, you don't wait until Mashiach to come.
That's the common thought, though.
What? Well, I'm trying to say that's a mistake. It's a common thought because we it's a very difficult balance. When do you go? You don't take an offensive. Judaism generally does not go on the offensive, on the offense to missionize the world. You don't do that. It's not Christianity. Christianity is like a mental sickness. Okay, they have to, that's the whole mission, is to go and to convert the whole world. That's not what it's about. There's no mission. So that unfortunately can be abused. The hashkafa that we're not here to conquer the world can be abused. That when we're a victim, we should just take the beating, take the punishment, just take the abuse. Just like we're not trying to tell the world that there's a creator. And with the Am HaNivchar, so too when we suffer, when we're abused and we suffer, so we should just survive to the next day and don't demand your rights. You see that when Yaakov was a victim, and the enemy came on his territory, to destroy him. And Yaakov won. And now it came time to make a peace treaty. And what did the Sar Shel Esav says? You win, mask him, but not today. Let's kick the can down the road. No. You're not leaving here ki in beirachtani. Complete. It's a very delicate balance. Okay, I want to go tell you something else. Another quick idea. There's an incredible Rashi here, Medrash, which is mind-boggling Medrash. The Rashi quotes almost the entire thing, word for word. It's a very long Rashi. And that is when they sent the gift. They sent the gift to Yaakov Avinu, and they sent Malachim, and these Malachim were abusive. They beat up Esav's people. I gotta read you the Rashi. They went on the offensive, these Malachim. They beat them, and they started, don't beat us up, we belong to Esav. They gave him another zetz. Don't you know who Esav is? Esav is the son of Yitzchak. Another zetz. He's the enekel of Avraham Avinu. Another zetz. He's Esav, is Yaakov's brother. Oh, Esav is Yaakov's brother. Mishalano, you're one of us. And then they stood down. I gotta read you the Rashi. Rashi over here, when they sent the gifts.
Which
yeah. Let me find the gifts. Let me find the pasuk. One moment. Vayavik ish imoy. Okay. No, it's probably before that. That's before that. Cast me before that. When he sent the gifts. Eder, let's find over here. It's a big Rashi. No. Just give me one moment. You have to ask Tamari where the Rashi is. I'm looking for a chapter of fun of the Medrash Agada Rashi quotes. I learned it this morning here. Let me see. Give me 1 second to find it. I want to read it to you. I don't remember. It's in the beginning of Ezim was signed here. The animals ate the levadoi. The beginning of Ayishlach. Hakei. How could it be? I can't find it.
32:4.
Lumiatel El Yaakov. All right, thank you too much. Let's just review the aside. The aside is, oh, I got it. I found it. How do you like that? Okay, I found it. It's a pasuk ches. Mi lecha kol hamachne. Esav says, "Wow, so many people you got over here. What's going on over here?" Mi kol hamachne asher pogashti. Now let me read you. Shehu shalcha kolayma lama hu lecha. Pshudashal mikra al malicha mincha. Umidrashai, here's the medrash. Umidrashai, kitois shel malachim paga. Esav met up with groups of angels. Shohayu doichafin oisoi the es anoshav. The angels were abusive. They beat up Esav and his people. They beat them, physically beat them up. The oimim lohem, shalmiatem. They would say to the people, the angels, then after they beat them up, they said to them, "Who are you, by the way? Who are we? Who are we abusing?" And the Haymoimrim, Lohem, Shel Esav. We are, how dare you hit us? How dare you abuse us? Do you know who we are? We are the servants of Esav. Then the Haymoimrim, as soon as they heard that these are the servants of Esav, the Malach in charge of all of the other people, he said, Haku! Hit them harder! These are Esav's people. Give them a zetz. Beat them up. Beat the living daylights out of them. The Eloimrim Hanichu. Leave them alone. They are Binoy Shel Yitzchak. You know who Esav is? Esav is the son of the holy Yitzchak. Who? V'lo hoyu mashkichim alav. The angels didn't care. They kept on beating them up. Ben Binoy Shel Avraham Hu. These are the grandchildren of Avraham. Esav is the grandson of Avraham. V'lo hayu mashkichim. Echav shol Yaakov hu. It's the brother of Yaakov. I'm Lohem Imkain. Unbelievable words. Look what it says. Imkain, you're Yaakov's brother. Mishalonu atem. You're one of us. Wow. To go call the Goyim. To call the Goyim Mishalonu. Mishalonu atem. How could this Rashi's mamash astir minei ubei to the Rashi halacha biyadua Esav soinei li Yaakov? Esav soinei li Yaakov. Esav hates Yaakov. Mishalonu atem? How you talking? Mishalonu atem? My high? What's going on here in this Rashi? Rashi quotes this. Rashi wouldn't quote this for nothing. So I want to suggest to you the following insight. The Gemara over here tells us that Esav taka hates Yaakov. But Esav, you know, Esav is indeed, there are three elements to Esav. Esav grew up as good, comes from good stuff. He's the Enikel of Avraham, he's the Enikel, he's the son of Yitzchak, and he's the brother of Yaakov Avinu. What is Avraham Avinu all about? Avraham Avinu is all about Chesed. Chesed. Titin Chesed li Avraham. Esav is the Enikel of Avraham. Does Esav do Chesed? He sure does. Esav, the United States of America, they give billions of dollars in foreign aid. They do chesed, they do incredible chesed. No question about it. What? Malchus
shel chesed.
Malchus, Medina shel chesed. Can't deny all the complaints, all the corruption, all the meshagasim. Can't deny that for 200 years. I mean, you can't deny chesed is chesed. They do chesed. The Gemara is very critical. The chesed, the Gemara talks about the chesed. They do the chesed for their own benefit, this benefit. Listen, bottom line, you get a check in the mail, you get Social Security, chesed is chesed, right? No complaints. Okay, chesed is chesed.
Much more than that.
All right, you know what I'm saying. Hey, chesed is chesed. You know, you'll tell me for all the wrong. That was a whole discussion. You know, how far are you supposed to go look into their intent? Right. Then, Yitzchak. Esav is the son of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, his legacy is Avoida. Yitzchak knew how to daven a good Shmoneh Esrei. He knew how to daven. Esav, they're spiritual people. Can't deny the fact that today a little bit less than four problems for sure, and their spirituality gets them into a lot of problems because they become corrupt and they want to kill us. Okay, but we cannot deny the fact that there is an element of recognizing there is a God. That's a pretty big thing. Rambam writes about this. There are elements. There's going to be, but no, Esav knows what it means there's a God. Esav is the brother of Yaakov. What is Yaakov? Yaakov is his legacy is not chesed. His legacy is not tefillah. His legacy is Torah. What is Torah? Torah, now, from a secular point of view, you learn Talmud, when you learn mitzvos, what does that mean to a guy? A guy doesn't have no shaychus to Torah. How does a guy... You know what it represents? The moral conscience of the world regarding MS. Truth. Integrity. Torah is pure MS. We always say, why do people have satisfaction learning a daf gemara where they can go home and watch a movie? Why? The special effects of it's incredible. You can be mama swept away by seeing, you know, the entertainment industry. Why is it more satisfying to learn about the Shor Shenogach Esapara? And the answer is because the Shor Shenogach Esapara, what it says on that page, is pure, unadulterated emes. With all the special effects and all the glitter, the smoke and mirrors, it's not emes. It's entertaining, but it's not emes. And even though it's impossible to prove this, everyone's neshama knows at a certain point in time, all right, I saw all the glitter, I saw the technology, the virtual reality, metaverse, you know what metaverse is? With all the mishagasin. It's not MS. It's not a daf gemara, it's MS. I know it's hard to appreciate that. It's definitely not an easy thing to sell, but many people here in this school, I believe, would acknowledge that is MS. Esav is the brother of Yaakov Avinu. And Esav being the brother of Yaakov Avinu has a sensitivity to MS. Titein enes liyakov. Toiras enes. Nosan lonu toiras enes. When we deal with Esav throughout world history, or we deal with Esav on every interaction we have with Esav. So on the one hand, halacha biyodua, Esav soynes Yaakov. Watch yourself. Be very, very careful. On the other hand, you know, you have to, Chazal said, b'oisasho, at that moment, Esav kissed Yaakov b'chol liboy. So when is it? When can we say we're holding at b'oisa sho'o? At that moment, there are moments. They hate us. That is the default. But b'oisa sho'o, there are tekufas. There are tekufas where they kiss us b'chol liboy. How do you know? How do you know to put your guard down? You know, you can relax for a few moments for b'oisa sho'o, because right now they're kissing us b'chol liboy. Rashi tells us the secret. When Esav comes to us, chesed, they do chesed. They build bridges, they build bathhouses, they healthcare, infrastructure, they provide medicine, they care about our health, v'chul, v'chul, they do chesed. Okay, it's a gewaldige thing. It's a wonderful thing. Be very careful, though. Be very, very careful. It's true. Hashem doesn't deny reward. And the Gemara has a discussion. The bottom line is, did you receive benefit? Don't go tell me about the cheshbonos. Don't tell me what's going on in their mind. The bottom line is, did you get a check in the mail? Did they help you? Okay, that's a discussion. But be very, very careful. Tread cautiously. They do chesed? Yeah, you do chesed. You're the ben binoy shel Avraham Avinu. Keep on beating them up. Beat them up. They do chesed, and Medina shall chesed, but be cautious, halacha, biyadua, Esav, son of Yaakov. Let's say they come to us and say, we're religious people. We go to church. We have laws, morality. We're against abortion, pro-life, this. We freedom of religion, God. Okay, very good. Be very, very cautious. Halacha, biyadua. Biyadua, Esav Soneya. Watch out. Their religion brought about a lot of blood. Okay, their beliefs and their religion, look what it did to Klal Yisrael. Be very careful. It's good, it's not a good thing they're religious. But watch out. Be very careful. When Esav comes to us attempting to strive to integrity, to emes, then you can let your guard down. That's a whole different level. When you see a tekufa where Esav sincerely wants to accept emes doesn't mean in everything. What's the truth? Instead of lie and corruption and fraud and every day and every year and every this, there are different tekufas. We know there are times when you see the pursuit of justice for real. You can sense it. You don't need to read newspapers. You can sense when there is sincere. There are politicians, there are goyim that are for real. Rav Michal knows who they are. He'll tell us who to vote for. And then there are people out there, there are tekufos in world history where everything is a big lie. There are goyim that are on the side of MS, there are goyim on the side of Sheker, and you know who they are. Everyone has their internal sense of MS and Sheker. That, when you have a goy that is pursuing Yaakov, in Cain, Mishalonu Atem. If they come to us, look, we're chesed, we're giving you a check, we're giving you money. Chesed. So what? Who cares? Watch out. It's Hashem's business. Hashem will reward them for all the good and Medina shel chesed maskim. Halacha biyodua, Esav soynei Yaakov. Watch your back. They come to us with the B'nai Yitzchak. We're religious, morality. Very good. The Rambam has very nice things to say about that. Watch out. Rashi. Halacha. Biyadua. Esav Soyne Yaakov. When they come to us that say, you are Yaakov. And Yaakov by you means Titein Emes Li Yaakov. And Torah is the ultimate Emes. We're also Emes. We also have a desire, a sincere desire for Emes. Ooh. Then, in Cain, Mishalonu Atem. That's the tekufa of Be'oysa Sho'ah Noshkoi B'chol Liva. And every individual, you deal with going all the time, every individual, every situation, every circumstance, every tekufa, every era, always got to analyze the situation in this light. You have to balance halacha biyadua esav seni liyakoi verse be'oysa shon noshka b'chol liboy. And this Rashi tells us the secret of the balance. If you're coming to us with chesed, you're coming to us with avoida, ben b'noy Avraham, ben b'noy shal Yitzchak, haku haku, give him a zetz. But if you're coming to us of the brother of Yaakov, in Cain, Mishalonu Atem. Okay, our boys have a wonderful Shabbos.
We have to say it's a little bit of
time. You can sense that. Everybody's
undergoing brain surgery.
What?
Biden is undergoing brain surgery today. We have to say.
Who?
He's going to get colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy.
Who is this?
Who? Biden.
Why are you talking about brain surgery? There is a waste of time.